HKX. Mobile.
And 4ZLK mobile.
Hoping I'd get you out there. How's your day going?
Good. I just left lunch out here in Easley, and I'm headed back towards Greenville. Make a live load pickup in there, and then drop this trailer and get ready to start swapping out a few trailers. It's going pretty good. Hope yours is.
Day. I'm not enjoying all this wind, but other than that, we're doing great.
Finished up.
Stops left. I'm just leaving lunch.
Thursday, did you eat at the that place there on the Wade Hampton? Was it Josie's? Predictable.
That I am. The one thing about this business that I'm doing is routine. The same thing every week.
Working. We can't just go anywhere.
Sure. And people don't realize what it takes to get around in one of these. They think it's just like driving a little car or a pickup truck, and it's not.
I remember when I was a kid, I knew a couple guys who, I knew them from church, but they were truck drivers. And I used to wonder if they found it difficult to go back to their personal vehicle after driving a truck. But now I know, it's not a big deal at all.
So the first few times you notice that, wait, this feels so much different. But now it's like, I do it every day. It ain't no big deal.
My foot in the floor when I get into my truck, my personal truck that was automatic, I do that a few times.
It's like dimmer switch, right?
I guess I did still have that truck with the headlight dimmer switch on the floor when I first started doing this.
They put it back there.
It's easier.
Trust the car to do it for you, so. And that way it blinds everybody. Oh, the car didn't do it.
Car does that, and I still catch myself when I see a car coming, I flip it down, even though it does it automatically. I don't feel like it does it soon enough.
And it's just got to wait till the light intensity is enough to cross that threshold.
Or the car is doing more than we should be doing.
Here before long, people won't have to think for themselves at all.
Yesterday, put on the brakes for me when I knew I didn't need it, but it slammed on the brakes because it thought I was going to hit somebody, and I was watching them. They were getting out of my way. I had plenty of time, but the truck thought differently.
Flag for that on the computer and scolded for it later, I guess is the best way to put it.
I'm not, during the day, I'm not connected at all to the truck. The nighttime drivers, their IVUS connects to it as far as speed and location and mileage and all that. But they are installing cameras on the windshields, two-way facing cameras, and they are supposed to be motion activated like that. But I don't know what's going to happen. There's one in here. It's just not hooked up yet. They're supposed to be making them go live here sometime. Well, they said after the first of the year, but we're already a quarter of the way into the year, so I don't know when that'll happen.
Well, just like we were talking about yesterday, might not be your problem.
Exactly right. And in the daytime, I'm not sure how it's going to work either because my delivery board that I use in the daytime is not the same as what the guys use when they go to the different hubs. Those connect to the truck, so they really wouldn't have any idea of knowing who I was anyway.
All I got to do is put a dash cam in it, and it's recording. They can put in where it records the driver and audio and forward facing also. I mean, it's not that complicated. To do, and you can put it on where you can pull it up at any time. Strange Brothers down here has got it in their dump trucks and their trucks, and they were telling me about it.
What they've got in here, they just don't have them live yet. And supposedly, according to the contract, they're not supposed to film us, but but they claim it doesn't, even though it's got a, there's a camera, I'm looking right at the eyepiece of the camera, they claim it just picks up motion, but they're not supposed to be able to do any discipline based on video inside the cab, but I think their way around it is motion activated, so a couple guys have driven some of the tractors that they're not live, they're not activated or monitored, but they're working. They said you take your hand off the steering wheel and reach over and grab your drink, you know, which is right here by your knee. It'll speak to you and tell you you're distracted driving, and it's annoying, very annoying, because every time you just move your head, if your head moves more than to the mirrors, side to side or to the front, it'll say something about distracted driving as well.
I'd be finding a fuse for that thing.
They spend a lot of money on this stuff, and what they need to be doing is spending money delivering the packages that are still sitting back in the building that they didn't send out today.
I'm worried about what they're doing wrong instead of everybody else. But I guarantee that we could come up with something that would put a little RF in there that would interfere with that.
They'll spend $1,000 to catch somebody stealing a dollar, so they would, they'd spend the money to figure that one out.
We used to call that dollar stepping over, or nickel stepping over a dollar, but it's crazy, some of the things it is. But Shane, I'm at my next stop, so I'm going to jump out of here. You be careful out there today, and this wind, I don't know if it's windy over there, but it is over on this side of town.
Just need to drive a heavier truck. You'll be all right. Talk to you later. KO4HKX and 4ZLK.
Same. KO4HKX. Clear.